Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Good morning and happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Walking in His Word. My name is Pastor Aaron, if you're with us for the very first time. And unfortunately today, I do not have my co-host, Pastor Lucas. He had to step out of the studio today for a little bit, so he's not going to be with us. You guys are going to have to deal with me all day. But we're going to be getting into a great message. Hopefully, Pastor Tim will make up for the lack of a Pastor Luke. But it's going to be a great message today. And I was thinking about this. I don't know if there's any other husbands out there listening who have the same struggle I do, where my wife will tell me about some plans that we have, you know, maybe a month in advance. She'll let me know, hey, we're going to go out to dinner with this couple, or we're going to go do something, and it's on our calendar. You know, we have a family calendar app. It's on the calendar. Make sure that you're ready. And then, you know, a week later, she'll be like, hey, just a reminder, we have this dinner. And I'm like, wait, we have a dinner? What's going on. And then even like the day before, she'd be like, hey, just remember that tomorrow we're going out. And I'll have totally forgotten. I'm just going to be honest. Well, I don't want to do that with the Word of God. And I think I figured out why I keep forgetting that we have stuff going on. It's because I haven't hidden the words of my wife in my heart like I need to. And the Bible says that we need to hide the Word of God in our heart. We need to hold fast to it. And that's exactly what Pastor Tim is going to be talking about today, holding fast to the Word of God. Let's get to it right now.
I want that. So they had a little strength. The Bible says that you have kept my word. And you know what? My wife tells me this all the time. You're a word man. You're a word man. And I am a word man. I love the Bible. I love teaching the scriptures. I love doctrine. I love preaching and teaching the word of the Lord. And I love the authority of scripture. I love studying the scripture. I love thinking upon it, teaching it, walking in it. I love ministering it to you. I think the word of God is so important. It's more important than our personal experience. And why I say that is this: because your experiences, your feelings can lie and can come and go, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, if you have an experience that's genuine in God, that is extremely important. Don't want to deny that. We do experience God moving in our lives, right? And we have testimonies. We have a story to tell of what Jesus has done. And so I don't want to say that's not important, but it all needs to be somehow rooted in, grounded in the Word of the Lord. And if your experience comes and goes, I want you to know perhaps it was just a feeling, an emotional experience. You wanted it so bad, you made it happen, as it were, but it wasn't really a work of God. Well, the scriptures will stand the test of time. And what God does in you, truly does in you, that also stands the test of time. You guys agree with that, don't you? I mean, he saved me in 1976. That's a long time ago. It seems like a long, what is that, 48 years ago? Wow, 48 years ago. It stood the test of time. I told you the story of, her name was Robin. And she was a believer, but she was such a backslidden believer. I never knew she was a believer until after I got saved, and she told me she was a believer. You're a believer. Anyway, but I was very excited about the Lord, and I still remember it was cafeteria time, it was lunchtime, and I was talking about the Lord, and she pulled me aside, and I still remember she says, I just want to warn you, that feelings, it's going to go. And it's not going to last. I know what you feel. I had that feeling too, but it hasn't lasted. And I just want to warn you, it's not going to last. I remember telling you, oh, it's going to last a lifetime for me. And she's just shaking her head. No, it's not. But you know what? Maybe she wasn't a genuine believer. I'm not sure. She certainly didn't live like it. And but it was a genuine work in my heart. And you got the real thing. And we were born again into the family of God. And we weren't birthed into the kingdom of God like a stillborn. I mean, we came out kicking and crying and hungry for the milk and, right? And we started growing and thriving in God and grew up in God, and God is still alive. And that needs to be our testimony, that if we truly are saved, we still love God, and we have that first love, that passionate love, is still important to us, is still enduring in us, and we can root our experiences in the Scriptures. We see in Scripture what is happening in our lives, and that makes it all the more real or all the more genuine. And everybody said yes and amen, amen. So we've kept his word and we've been faithful to Jesus. Well, let's look at verse 7. This is how Jesus reveals himself to the church in Philadelphia. And so it's my heart that Cornerstone most closely resembles this church. And if that's the case, these things say, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. So this is how Jesus revealed himself to this church that had these characteristics. So I believe that if we are like this church, that the Lord will reveal himself to us in very similar ways. He says that I am holy. Now, as far as I can tell, according to the Scriptures, since I'm a word man, only God is truly holy. The angels around the throne, the thrice holy, right, the thrice holy God, right? Holy, holy, holy. Now, he makes us holy, right? And so thank the Lord for that. But only God is holy, truly holy, without any shade of darkness. It's his essential nature. It's his most important characteristic, the holiness of God, right? And so if Jesus reveals himself as holy, and only God is truly holy, without any taint of sin in him whatsoever, then is Jesus God? Doesn't that make sense? You know, people deny the deity of Christ, but he reveals himself as the Holy One. And only God is holy. So Jesus must be God. God in the flesh. The second person of the Trinity. Co-equal, co-eternal, co-powerful. One in essence with the Father. Right? Jesus, the Holy One. And if he is holy, and he's writing to the church, and he reveals himself as holy to this church, what does he want the church to be like? Holy. He who is holy says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. And so the Lord wants us to be partakers of his divine nature. So that when you get born again, the Holy Spirit comes inside of you. And he then begins to work on you and transform you, not just to forgive you of your sins, but to change you and transform you into the image of Christ, to be more like God. So the longer you walk with the Lord, the more you should be like him. And I realize it's a process, but the more you should be like him, and he is holy. And so we should be loving righteousness and hating iniquity more and more as we walk with Jesus. Amen? All right, very good. So he reveals himself as holy. He says, I am the one who is true. And so he is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, this word true means that there's nothing fake about him whatsoever. He is the genuine one, and what he says must be true because God cannot lie. And the expression of his will and the expression of his truth is the word of the Lord. So the Bible must be true because it's the word of God, and God is true. You see the connection there? And then he says, I have the key of David. Now I'm going to read interesting description of the key of David. I don't know if you remember when David became king, the city of Jerusalem was controlled by the Jebusites. And David said, we need to conquer this city. And was it Joab that conquered the city of Jerusalem? Anybody remember that story? Was it Joab? He went up, found a way in, and conquered the city of Jerusalem and drove out the Jebusites. And the city of Jerusalem became the city of David.
Have you ever been taking a test and you were prepping for the test and you just kind of crammed information into your brain like 24 hours before the test? You went, you took the test, maybe you barely squeaked by, maybe you aced it, and then about a week later, you forgot everything that was on the test, right? Because you just downloaded that information, if you will, into your short-term memory, but it never got into that long-term memory. And people say there's really only two ways that information gets into your long-term memory. It's by either it felt very significant or important when either it was said or when it happened, or by repetition. You can commit things to long-term memory by repetition, you know? And so I think that when Pastor Tim is talking in the message today about how we need to be holy, we need to be lovers of righteousness and haters of evil, we need to have the Word of God on the inside of us, that the love and the holiness of God is just kind of a part of who we are. One of the best ways that we can do that is by repetition. It's by continually getting the Word of God, the Bible, inside of our spirit. It's by every single day opening my Bible up, reading the Word of God, reading the words of Jesus, reading the Old Testament prophets and the Old Testament stories, you know, reading the New Testament epistles. We need to be people who get this inside of us. Why? Because if not, then we're going to be like, you know, what I talked about at the beginning of the show today. You know, we're going to run into a situation where maybe we're confronted with good or evil, or we don't know what to do. And we just one time read a scripture about it, but it was like my wife telling me a month ago, hey, we have dinner that night, and I totally forgot. And we don't want to be like that in our walk with Christ. We don't want to be like, oh, it was in the calendar, it was in the Bible, that there was actual instructions on how to handle this real life situation, and I missed it because I didn't commit it to my long-term memory. It wasn't inside of me. I didn't work on becoming more holy. I didn't work on getting to know Jesus more and more every single day. So when I was confronted with a situation, I didn't know how to handle it. Man, that's not how I want to live my life. And that's not how I want you guys to live your life either. God has so much in store for your life. God has big plans for you. But we need to make sure that we're constantly getting the Word of God inside of us so that we can be holy just like He is holy. And that's the kind of church that Jesus is coming back for. That's what the Philadelphia church was all about. Awesome. Well, guys, this has been an awesome episode today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning at Walking in His Word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.